Hello there, welcome back to Tech Empowered. I'm your host, Yemisi, and as always, this podcast is brought to you by Tech for Dev. Tech for Dev is a non-profit organization creating opportunities for economic prosperity for people through digital skills empowerment and advocacy. Tech Empowered is where we share honest, inspiring, and amazing stories of young people across Africa whose lives are being transformed through technology. Our guest today is Chinemeriam Aneke, a Women Texas alumna who spent her final year of university doing what most would call impossible and difficult. She was balancing exam preparations with final projects and lectures, all while learning a new career path in software development. Of course, there were moments of self-doubt, days she had to carry her laptop into lecture halls, nights she worked on her fellowship project while preparing for exams, but through it all, she kept going. This is a story of discipline, resilience, determination, and that quiet power of staying consistent even when things look difficult. Balancing that much takes a certain mindset, and that's why she's here today to tell us just how she was able to pull that off. So sit back, relax, grab a drink, and let's dive right in. Hi, Chinemeriam. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, my name is Chinemeriam Aneke, and I'm a front-end developer. I'm also a recent graduate from the Women Texas Partnership 2024, and I'm also a recent graduate from the University of Nigeria, Unsoka.
All right, thank you so much for that brief introduction. Okay, so you were in your final year when you joined the Women Texas Fellowship. What made you decide to take that, that journey, knowing fully well that you have projects to do, assignments, and all of that?
My journey into tech, I think, started in 2023 when I started learning on my own, and I joined the boot camp from Women Texas Fellowship at that point. The 3-week group camp. And when I was done, I also registered for the Women Texas Fellowship. Did not know how intense it was going to be, but I just gave it my shot. The interview session was rigorous, but sometimes I remember trying to run miles to come into my system at home just to make up deadlines, assignments, and those short projects that were given to us and quizzes just to meet to talk to the Women Texas Fellowship. I also remember when I had to take the interview that day. I remember my phone screen was black. I was not even seeing myself. I was only seeing the interviewer because I had to auto-rotate my phone to a particular point that I would be able to see who I was talking to. And at that point, I believed that I had made a lot of progress into getting into the Women Texas Fellowship, and I could not come back. During the interview session, this same question was asked to me: why I would I be able to go through my final year process and also the Women Texas Fellowship? And for some seconds, I had to question myself again, and I gave a resounding yes. Going through my process and the journey so far, I would say that Women Texas gave me a building block and a foundation to stand as a front-end developer that when I speak now, I can say I have been so consistent, and I can say that this is a journey that I can tell people to also look up to. So the reason why I said yes to this offer is because I know that this is going to change my future. As a self-paced learner, I know how hard it is to meet up projects that I set for myself, and I always wanted a mentor that can be able to look through what I have to do and make my learning process faster. So this is why I chose yes as an answer into getting into Women Texas Scholarship 2024.
Thank you so much for that. So were there times when you felt like giving up? How did you push through?
At times I felt like giving up. There were a lot of times I felt like giving up, because at a point in school, sometimes we had power failure. And when I say power failure, it ran for like weeks. I was not able to charge my. But I still found a way around it. Coupled with going to classes, I took my earpiece with me everywhere I went to. That even sometimes some of my classmates started acting one of these on earpiece. I had to also get a good break after staying in school for like 4 years. I cannot just come out and say, oh, this is because of tech journey, I will not be able to make it. And I'm actually proud of myself that I made it out from Women Textiles. I also made it out from my university education with excellent grades. So there were times, there were even nights I cried out of tiredness. There were nights I even wanted to just quit at the point. Even when I tried balancing my project and Women Textiles fellowship project, that's a good project, it was a lot. But my classmates, team members, and my family, friends helped me through this journey, and I'm really, really grateful to all of them.
Thank you for sharing that. And what course did you study in school?
I studied computer science.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it was not so much of a shift into front end development. So it was just like building on existing skills that you already have.
Yeah.
Or was it any different trying to build a career in front end development?
Well, I would say it was kind of different because nowadays the university curriculum does not really explain things to you based on your niche. Everything is kind of like generalized. Some of them are outdated. So we cannot really just bank on what they have to give us as a school. But you still just have to read to pass and all. So I needed somewhere that I could tap into learning things that are really current and not just learning just anything at all. So, but applying for computer science into the university opened my eyes to knowing that there's something like tech and technology and can also be a career of a question. But joining Women Textiles made this a fulfillment journey.
Interested. Thank you for sharing that. So what was it like landing your first role in front-end development? What was that experience like?
I landed an internship, kind of something like a boot camp, but more rigorous, wherever I would pair off with other teams to work on projects. And I think that one was even, that when I got in, I did not even believe I would even get in. But at the point, after leaving school, trying to balance life, I kind of left tech for a while. So the whole process was kind of like starting out, but not really starting out. So still in tech, but at least I had enough time around me. I did not have so much that I was doing since I stay currently with my family. So I was happy to be able to connect with like-minded individuals, and we are still connecting till now. But it was not really a paid internship. It's still something that just helped me go deeper into front-end development.
Interesting. So if you could give your 2023 self one piece of advice, what would it be, looking back now?
I'll tell her that you are stronger than you think. And she should not let fear of doing too much stop her from growing. Because at the point, I just thought like, should I just drop on it, Texas, and focus on what is ahead of me? But I've learned that the more we keep pushing tasks ahead of us, the more the remaining tasks that we're supposed to do like in the future also have to combine with the ones we are pushing toward the future. So why not just do it now so that you can be able to move ahead? And I'm really, really happy with myself for going through such a program. In fact, as of now, there are like 3 other people now that are under me. They have reached out to me and trying to say they want to join Women Textiles Fellowship. And I think 2 out of those 3 are currently doing their interview session this week. Not just my story. My story is also bringing up women who also want to advance their health in tech.
Great. So looking back, what would you tell, you know, other students or beginners who are probably like you, probably they're feeling that they're late or they're doing too much at once, what advice would you give other students or beginners like you?
Well, I would say you are not late, because if we are supposed to talk about lateness, I would say I am a perfect example of that. Imagine being a computer science student and I've been a computer science student for like 2 years before I started finding out that, oh, I have to start pursuing my career in tech. Definitely, there are a lot of classmates already aiming at that point. So if I wanted to use comparison, I would have killed everything from the onset. So I'm going to advise everyone around you, any beginner in tech, that you are not late. Everyone's timing is different. So if you are showing up in school, work, or life while learning tech, know that that's strength. Not everybody does it. If it's that easy, everybody will be doing it. Because everybody's not doing it, you know that you have the particular type of strength that you should rely on. And also, tell yourself that you are doing great, even when it doesn't feel like it. Don't let comparison rob you of your progress. That would be my advice for anyone starting out in tech.
Amazing. Don't let comparison rob you of your progress. Thank you so much for sharing that, Chinna Miriam. Thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having me too. I am grateful for everything TechOdeh has done.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for saying that. Indeed, learning takes dedication, determination, and the courage to say, I will do this no matter what. There are times when learning felt endless for Chinna Miriam, when balancing school and coding felt too much. But somewhere between those moments, she realized the goal was to keep showing up. Her story isn't only about becoming a developer, but also about becoming someone who chooses to keep going, even when it's hard. If you're in that same place, if you're juggling a lot of responsibilities while trying to grow, we hope this episode encourages you to keep going. You don't have to have it all figured out at the beginning, but keep going, keep showing up. Little drops, they say, make an ocean. Show up every day at whatever capacity you can and put in your best. It all adds up in the end. Thank you so much for joining us on Tech Empowered today. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, like, share this episode with someone you know who might need it. And until next time, I remain your humble host, Yemisi. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Bye for now.